Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Time Management in 20 Minutes a Day by Holly Rizom. Hannah is a practical guide for people who feel busy yet still struggle to make meaningful progress. Built around the idea that small, consistent actions outperform occasional bursts of effort, the book focuses on short daily habits that improve how you plan, prioritize, and follow through. Rather than promoting rigid schedules, it emphasizes flexible routines that fit real life, including changing workloads, family needs, and unpredictable interruptions. Readers can expect straightforward strategies for clarifying goals, reducing distractions, and protecting time for deep work without sacrificing rest. The approach also connects productivity to creativity, suggesting that better boundaries and intentional breaks create space for new ideas. With an accessible, minutes-a-day structure, the book aims to help readers regain a sense of control, reduce overwhelm, and align daily choices with what matters most. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 20-minute daily system and why it works. A central theme is the usefulness of a small, repeatable, daily practice that anyone can sustain. The book frames time management as a skill built through consistent micro-actions, such as a brief morning plan, a midday check-in, or an end-of-day review. This structure reduces the common all-or-nothing pattern where people try to overhaul their entire schedule, burn out, and then abandon the process. By limiting the time investment, the system lowers resistance and makes it easier to restart after inevitable disruptions. The approach also encourages treating planning as a lightweight routine rather than a separate project, so it does not steal time from actual work. In practice, the 20-minute window can be divided into quick steps like identifying the 1 to 3 outcomes that matter most, selecting a realistic next action for each, and removing obstacles before they appear. Over time, these small adjustments compound into better decisions, fewer missed deadlines, and less reactive work. The emphasis is not on perfection, but on progress and steady recalibration. Secondly, prioritization that matches real goals and real constraints. The book highlights that productivity improves most when priorities are explicit and connected to outcomes, not when a person simply does more tasks. It addresses the gap between what feels urgent and what is actually important by encouraging readers to define a small set of goals and then translate them into weekly and daily targets. This helps prevent days from being consumed by other people's requests, notifications, or low-value busy work. A practical focus is learning to choose what to ignore, defer, or delegate, since time management is ultimately decision management. The book also acknowledges constraints like limited energy, caregiver responsibilities, and shifting work demands, and it promotes flexible prioritization rather than rigid plans. Readers are guided to evaluate tasks by impact, effort, and timing, then commit to the few actions that move a project forward. This kind of prioritization protects momentum, because even on chaotic days, there is a clear minimal win to pursue. The result is better alignment between long-term goals and daily behavior, and less guilt from incomplete to-do lists. Thirdly, designing a day for focus, not constant reaction. Another major topic is building a day that supports attention. The book centers on reducing the costs of context switching and interruption by setting boundaries around communication, meetings, and digital distractions. Instead of assuming focus will happen automatically, it encourages deliberate choices such as batching shallow tasks, creating protected blocks for deep work, and using simple cues to enter work mode quickly. This is especially relevant for people who work in open-ended roles where requests arrive continuously. The guidance also addresses how to plan around energy patterns, placing demanding work when concentration is highest and leaving administrative tasks for lower energy periods. A key idea is that time management is not only about minutes, but also about cognitive bandwidth, so protecting attention can be more valuable than extending working hours. The book's minutes-a-day approach can be used to set a short focus plan, define what distraction-free success looks like for the next work block, and decide how and when to reopen inboxes and messaging. These choices reduce stress and raise the quality of output. Fourthly, sustainable productivity. Through routines and boundaries, the book connects effective time use with sustainability, arguing that burnout undermines productivity and creativity alike. Rather than pushing relentless hustle, it leans toward habits that create dependable structure without rigidity. This includes routines for starting work, transitioning between roles, and closing the day so that unfinished tasks do not spill into personal time. It also emphasizes boundaries, such as learning to say no, renegotiating deadlines, and creating clear expectations with coworkers or family. A sustainable approach treats rest, recovery, and personal priorities as part of the system, not as rewards earned only after everything is done. The book encourages readers to build simple safeguards like buffer time between commitments, realistic task sizing, and periodic reviews to catch overload early. By maintaining consistency, readers can reduce last-minute crises and decision fatigue, which often cause people to overwork. Over time, the combination of routines and boundaries helps people feel more in control, make steadier progress on meaningful goals, and keep work from expanding indefinitely into all available time. Lastly, enhancing creativity by creating space and reducing noise. Time management is presented not only as a productivity tool, but also as a way to unlock creativity tool, but also as a way to unlock creativity. The book suggests that creative thinking benefits from both focused effort and unstructured space, and that constant busyness can crowd out the mental room needed for insight. By streamlining planning and reducing distractions, readers can reclaim blocks of time that support ideation, problem-solving, and experimentation. The Minutes a Day framework can also be used to capture ideas quickly, keep a running list of creative prompts, and schedule small sessions to explore them. Another element is the role of breaks and transitions, which help the mind connect ideas and avoid the tunnel vision that comes from nonstop task execution. The book's emphasis on making time your own positions, creativity as a personal priority that deserves protection, not a luxury. With better boundaries and clearer priorities, readers can invest in learning, hobbies, and side projects that feed creative energy. The overall message is that creativity is easier to sustain when your schedule is intentional rather than reactive. In conclusion, this book is well suited for busy professionals, students, entrepreneurs, caregivers, and creative people who want better control of their days without adopting an overly complex system. It is also a strong fit for anyone who has tried long planners, strict schedules, or productivity apps and found that the maintenance effort becomes another burden. The main benefit is practical. A small daily routine can reduce overwhelm, clarify what matters, and create steady progress on meaningful goals. By emphasizing attention, boundaries, and realistic prioritization, the approach can improve performance while lowering stress, which often leads to better relationships and more satisfying personal time. Compared to similar time management books that rely on large lifestyle changes or rigid frameworks, its 20-minute structure is accessible and repeatable, making it easier to sustain even during hectic weeks. The focus on creativity and making time your own also distinguishes it from purely efficiency-driven guides. If you want a straightforward, habit-based path to more productive and more intentional days, this book offers a practical reason to buy and apply it quickly. If you would like to support Holly Rizom Hanna, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.